from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm glad you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay for the next quarter hour as we let the Bible speak. The Reverend James Porter is the preacher today, and he's turning our thoughts to Ephesians 5 and verse 14. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That message right after these words in song, so do stay tuned.
Reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. That verse we read, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Now, although these words were written by the Apostle Paul to God's people in the city of Ephesus, such words also have a wider application in the gospel to the sinner. And taken out of their immediate context, they form a picture of God's call to the careless sinner. And this is how I want us to consider these words this morning. Now, there are three things about this call that I want you to notice. First of all, this is a call which highlights the condition of the sinner. Notice in the verse the words, sleepest and dead. Paul says, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." These two words, sleepest and dead, highlight the condition of every sinner by nature before God. Whenever we think of someone asleep, we think of inactivity and security. And this depicts the sinner in the eyes of God. The unsaved person may have plenty of concern about temporal things, but he has no real concern about his soul or spiritual things. This was the condition of the rich fool in Luke chapter 12. In verse 19 of that chapter, he is talking to himself and he says, "Soul, thou hast much goods, laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Also, this word sleepest reveals someone who is unconscious to the danger that awaits them. The sinner is one who has no fear of death judgment or hail. This is how it was with Moab, for Jeremiah 49 verse 11 says, Moab have been at ease from his youth. Unsaved listener, this is your condition. Your heart is overcome with the sleep of sin. You have plenty of time for the things of time and sense, but no thought about your soul and the need of its salvation from judgment and hail. As the hymn writer says, room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in the heart for which he died. Then whenever we think of someone who is dead, we think of a body that is totally powerless and corrupting. And this conveys to us the state of the human soul before God. The human soul has no power to save itself until it is quickened by the Holy Spirit. Then that sin that emanates from that soul is a corrupt thing in the sight of God. And this is how it is with all by nature in the sight of God. Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, we are dead in trespasses and sins. Isaiah 1 verse 6 likens our sin to a body that is full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. If you're not saved, this is how God still sees you. Your soul is dead and lifeless, and your sin is a vile thing in his sight. And because of your sin, you're guilty before God, and the sentence of eternal punishment is upon your soul. Romans 6 verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death. Then in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 we read, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Yes, we see the sinner described. But secondly, we see the hope of every sinner. Notice at the end of this verse the words, Christ shall give thee light. The hope of every sinner is the light of Christ. Christ is the only one that can bring light to the soul that is in the darkness of sin. Now in the Bible, this light that our Lord gives to the sinner reminds us of a number of things that relate to salvation. Firstly, it reminds us of a life that is lived in agreement to God's word. Isaiah 8 verse 20 says, in regard to God's word, to the law and to the testimony, though they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Then secondly, this light speaks of the forgiveness of sins. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Then in the third place, this light reminds us of gladness and joy of heart. Psalm 97, verse 11 says, light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Then in the final place, this light reminds us of heaven itself, that home of the redeemed, that place where there is no night, that place of eternal light. Revelation chapter 22 verse 5 says, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Am I speaking to somebody today, and it is your desire to go to heaven, and your burden to have your sins forgiven? It's your longing to have true joy and live a life to God's glory in accordance with his word? Then please realize that such blessings are only to be found in Christ. He is the fountainhead of such light. John 1 verses 4 and 9 tell us, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Oh, this is why our Lord himself says, I am the light of the world. Please realize that such blessings are only to be found in Christ alone. You will not find them in yourself, in man, in the world, or through your church. This is why the hymn writer could say, thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. These wonderful blessings, such as a place in heaven, pardon for our sin, gladness of heart and enablement to live for God, were purchased for us by the atoning death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8 verse 32 says, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. Oh, Christ can bring light to your soul today, no matter how far down into sin you may have gone. Our text for today promises, and Christ shall give thee light. Finally, this call highlights the responsibility of the sinner. This responsibility is highlighted in the words, "Awake and arise." The verse says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." To awake speaks of the sinner recognizing his or her spiritual need before God. You are to realize your plight as a lost sinner bound for hell. Just like the old publican in Luke chapter 18 who said, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." Like Peter himself who said to the Lord Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Both these men were awakened to their lost condition as sinners before God, bound for hell. If you are ever to be saved, then this is the first step that you must take. In the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord says, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." If you are to be made wise unto salvation, then you must recognize that because of your sin, you are bound for hell after this scene of time. Then in our text, there is the word "arise." And this speaks of action on the part of the sinner. What then are you to do if you are to be saved? Well, upon recognizing your need as a sinner, you are to repent of your sin and believe or trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. This was the message of Peter in Acts 3 verse 19. He said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Again, it was the message of the Lord himself in Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15 when he said, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." To repent means to turn from your sin and confess it to Christ. To believe means to trust in Christ alone for your salvation, means to trust in his precious blood shed at Calvary to cleanse away your sin. This is what you have to do if you are to be saved. Romans 10 verses 10 and 13 tell us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe on thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are still without Christ as Saviour, may you awake and arise to your need of salvation by confessing your sin to the Lord Jesus and by trusting in him to save your soul and forgive your sin. Come to Christ and be saved. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.